Welcome to the second series of the Little Bean podcast, where every episode feels like a warm hug, reminding us that we're not alone in our roller coaster of parenthood. I'm your host, Sarah Baldock, a mum to three amazing boys, as well as a newborn and family photographer. I've been so lucky to join hundreds of families on their parenthood journey and capture their most precious moments. Along the way, we've laughed through so many different topics around parenthood, and I thought it would be great to bring them to life in my podcast. The aim of the Little Bean podcast is to show mums and dads that you're not alone. I can pretty much guarantee everything you are feeling at various points in your journey, we've all been there. So together, let's navigate the highs and lows of being a mum and dad, from the first moment you find out you're pregnant, right up to when your babies are taller than you and embarking on their own journey. Let's cozy up and share stories about all sorts of topics, from little ones' first cuddly to the evolving themes of family board games, from the first books they won't let you stop reading to the once beloved TV shows that used to be on permanent repeat and are now a thing of the past. Peppa Pig. Every little change marks another page turned in our family story. Yet with each soft goodbye, there's an exciting new hello. We're here to share these moments and to show you that you are not alone. It can sometimes feel like you're the only one riding these waves of emotions, but trust me, you're not. You're doing a fantastic job. Through the laughter and the tears, it's your love that makes this journey so incredibly special. Let's cherish each moment together. So one of my first routines with all three of my boys from a few months old was to read them a book. Now, obviously, they had no clue what I was going on about to start with, but I really enjoyed our routine in the evening of a book, milk and sleep. Okay, so maybe I'm remembering the last bit through rose-tinted glasses, as the sleep bit was pretty elusive for some time, but I still enjoyed the routine. It has meant that the boys have grown up loving reading and books. I like to think that's because of me, but maybe that's wishful thinking. Who knows? They certainly enjoy an eclectic mix of genres now, between them from sports personalities autobiographies to samurai warrior history books. And I definitely didn't read those to them when they were little. We're always trying to find more space in the boys' bedrooms, as they never seem to have any room to put anything. So we've been sorting through their bookshelves, and it was a real trip down memory lane. I really enjoyed looking back through those first books. Okay, tinged with a little sadness that we won't be reading them again. And there is no way some of them are going anywhere, as they are so sentimental. It also got me thinking about the different stages of the boys' book journey as they grew up. Those board books and picture books soon turned into chapter books. And it's yet another bittersweet reminder that our little ones are growing up, stepping into new chapters on their own. Do you remember the first book that your child loved? The boys all loved Dig, Dig, Digging. The fact, I think it's full of diggers and tractors, fire engines, probably had something to do with it. They would spend hours flicking through it and making all the noises, even if they couldn't read yet. They pretty much knew all the words after a while, though, because we did read it on repeat. I did love that as my eldest started reading, he loved to read it to his younger brothers. Perhaps it's these moments that started my boys on their reading journey. There were so many books that the boys loved me to read to them too. I do think that books became a great delay tactic for going to sleep, but at least it was a fun delay tactic. Every night they would take it in turns to choose a book for me to read to them, and then we would sit down and read it. Invariably, they then all wanted to choose a book, and hence bedtime got longer and longer. Most of the time that was fine, but I do have to admit having the odd evening where I somehow managed to turn over two pages. The rule one, two, skip a few may have played a part. It was fine with the new books, but the boys soon got wise to that and promptly told me I'd missed a page. Darn it, I'd been rumbled. Now, do you have certain traditions around books? In particular, Christmas. I know my mum always used to read the night before Christmas every Christmas Eve, and it's something that I've always done with the boys too. After we'd left Father Christmas a mince pie and a nip of whiskey with a carrot for Rudolph, we used to sit down and read The Night Before Christmas. We even had a book that played Christmas carols at the same time, and it used to build up the excitement. Not great for then trying to get them to sleep before Father Christmas came, but it was fun all the same. My first lump in the throat moment came when the batteries in the book ran out, and so the carols no longer played. And of course now, my two oldest aren't the slightest bit interested in reading a book on Christmas Eve. My youngest son still does, as of last year, but I'm sure that's more for my benefit. I do remember the first time I took the boys to the library. It was one of our family mornings out. I remember how their faces lit up at the sight of all the books, the awe and excitement of choosing their very own book to take home. It was like watching them take their first steps into a much larger world. Mind you, despite hundreds of books available to them, they still wanted to take the same book home week after week. And then, of course, they all wanted the identical book. Despite me trying to explain that they could all share them at home, it was all about actually who took the book from the library. Then as my oldest started primary school, the library bus used to park outside school every other Wednesday at pickup time. Cue the mad scramble as the children all rushed over to pick their favourite book for the next 2 weeks. There were always a few books that they all wanted to take out, and so they used to put an unspoken rota together at school as to who would have the book next. Seeing that excitement as they stepped onto a bus filled with books, each shelf holding stories just waiting to be discovered, was very cute. Then, of course, there's books based on their favourite films. As an aside, the boys always used to get so cross with me when it came to World Book Day. As for me, the character they dressed up as had to be from a book before it was a film, not the other way around. It did cause a few arguments when I wouldn't let my middle son go to school on World Book Day dressed as Luke Skywalker. That said, anything that encourages children to read books is a good thing. So discovering their beloved character in the pages of a book and reliving the adventures of the screen in their own imagination is pretty special. Seeing them connect the dots between what they watch and what they can imagine through reading is amazing. Then there's watching them learn to read. Those first awkward sounding out sessions that turned into fluent reading right before our eyes. It was always amazing to see how quickly the boys went from cat to reading longer words and being able to put their letters together. There's definitely a special kind of pride that swells up in your heart with each new word they master. And as they grow, so does their vocabulary. Suddenly, they're using words that seem too big for their little years, discussing topics with great detail, although I'm not always convinced they knew exactly what they were saying. But they seem to say it so firmly. So maybe we should take a leaf out of their book. If you say something with enough conviction, people will always believe you. Each of these new phases is a little revelation of the person they're becoming. Thinking about how their vocabulary expands takes me right back to their first words. With the conversations I have with the boys now, it almost seems like a lifetime ago. Despite how long ago it was, I can remember the time when the boys' babbles suddenly started sounding like words and the look of amazement on their faces. It's funny because my oldest and my youngest sons both said mama first and my middle son said dada first. Not sure if it's a coincidence, but my oldest son and my youngest son look like me and my middle son looks like their dad. Keeping these precious memories safe is something that's so special. They are things that often get forgotten in the everyday chaos. But they are so wonderful. I love looking back at these firsts, and it brings back so many wonderful memories. So whose little ones had words that they couldn't pronounce? I mentioned in the first episode of this series of the podcast that my middle son's first cuddly was called Pippet. That's because it's a rabbit comforter, and we used to call it rabbit. But my son couldn't pronounce rabbit, so kept calling it Pippet. It was so cute, it just stuck. And even now, if we ever refer to his cuddly, it's Pippet. I'm not even sure he remembers why it's called Pippet now. Mind you, talking of mispronunciations, my youngest son had a particularly awkward one for almost a year. He had problems pronouncing his K's for a while and used to make them sound like P's. Not a problem, I hear you cry. Instead of kick, it was pick. Instead of knock, it was pock. Instead of no, it was po. All fine until he used to run up to me very quickly and ask for a kiss. Needless to say, there was always an awkward moment when I had to explain the problem of him sounding a K like a P. Then there's always the first rude word copied. It's always a mix between shocking and funny. I can still remember when my oldest son first used a word he shouldn't have done. He must have had been about 5 and my other two sons were 3 and 1. They used to love bath time together, although I'm not sure the bathroom floor did, as their more water ended up on the floor than in the bath. Anyway, I used to check the temperature of the bath before they got in, and on this occasion it must have been a bit warmer than usual. My oldest son got in, sat down and then looked up at me, gave me a toothy grin and said, "Mummy, this is bloody hot." I obviously instantly told him that he shouldn't have said that word and then had to leave the bathroom and hide my fits of giggles, as it was very funny. Don't ever tell him I told you that, he'll kill me. So, how times have changed from their first word to their first book to reading on their own as part of their routine, be it nighttime, as a bit of an escape, or just because it's homework. It flies by so quickly, and with the obvious pangs of wanting to go back to those first books, there is always the wonder as their vocabulary just explodes and the endless possibilities develop in front of our eyes. We have to remember that our little ones' vocabulary expands, so does their future in front of them. And let's face it, a big part of our job is to set them on that path. I know for me at the moment, I'm finding it quite hard to realise that I'm a bit like the safety car in the Grand Prix. I'm there at the beginning and I will always be there if I'm needed, but at certain points, I just have to move aside and let them whiz off on their own. I still remember vividly all of those fabulous moments when we read all those books together. And I can assure you some of those books will be stored away safely, as they are a big part of my boys growing up. But there are always exciting times ahead to look forward to and endless conversation possibilities. Just if I can get past the Kevin and Perry teenage stage, when I'm lucky if I get a grunt and a groan. So that brings us to the end of another heartwarming episode here at the Little Bean Podcast. It's always a joy to share this journey with you, watching our little ones grow up into their big, bold selves. I love hearing about how you navigate the joys and the challenges of watching your little ones grow, your stories, your tips, and your tricks. So please, feel free to post your experiences. And don't forget to share this podcast with other mums and dads who are riding exactly the same emotional roller coaster. It's a beautiful reminder that they're not alone. Together, we've got this. Together, we can embrace the challenges and cherish the moments of parenthood with fun and laughter. So remember, keep cherishing those precious moments, and above anything else, you're doing an incredible job.